Hey guys, this is Ryan with Venture English Institute. Today we're going to practice the consonant sound F in English. So if you haven't already, you should grab a hold of the PDF that's available from our website and from ScribD. And here you can follow along with the words that we'll be pronouncing, and you can zero in on accurate pronunciation of the F consonant sound. We're going to start with words 1 through 10 on the listening exercises. The first word is fat. As we pronounce these words, you want to make sure that you are putting your bottom lip up against the bottom of your top teeth. This isn't a very forced position, but it's relaxed, but your jaw is going to have to come back a little bit and your lip up. You shouldn't be overbiting and you shouldn't be underbiting, but your top teeth will go on the ridge of your bottom lip. From there, we'll have some words like this on 1 through 10. Fat, face, fart, feet, fill, file, fort, phone, fun, fume. If you want, you can go back and listen to those again and try repeating them after me in the space provided in the recording. When we use the letter F, it can come at the beginning of a word. It can also come in the middle of a word and also at the end of the word. We're going to look at words that have the F sound in the beginning of them. This is often the most difficult for students to pronounce. Initiating the F sound can be quite difficult. Again, you want to make sure that when you make the sound, you aren't stopping the airflow, but you're just letting it flow continually. And after you're letting that air flow, then you're going to break into your consonant, your next consonant, or your next vowel sound. For instance, if we look at column 1, and the first word there is fly. So I don't want to go ply and stop the airflow. And I don't want to go fly like that and again stop the airflow. It should be fly. So you're going to fly into the word. And you're going to just let the air come and then transition right into that L sound. The second word is fine. The third word, and you can repeat these after me, fan. Fourth word is flame. The fifth word is four. The sixth word is fish. The seventh word is flower. The eighth word is full. The ninth word is furious. And the tenth word is ferocious. From these words, you can see how either the consonant or the vowel sound that comes immediately after the F sound will modify it just a little bit, but basically the sound is the same. Let's try some of the words where F comes in the middle of the word, the medial F sounds. Number 1, halfway. Number 2, coffee. Coffee. Number 3, soft. Soft. Number 4, affect. Effect. Number 5, aircraft. Aircraft. Number 6, telephone. Telephone. Number 7, transfer. Transfer. Number 8, breakfast. Breakfast. Number 9, different. Different. And number 10, influential. Influential. Hopefully for the words with the F in the middle of the word were easier for you to pronounce. Sometimes students also struggle with putting the F at the end of the word, unsure of exactly how to close the word off with the F sound. With these words, it's a very quiet or soft ending. If you look at the final F sound words, number 1 is a laugh. So you see, when we come to the end of the word, we make that F sound and the air is released and then it just slowly tapers off. Laugh. Let's try number two. Cough. Cough. And number three, staff. Staff. Number four, rough. Rough. Number five, leaf. Leaf. Number six, off. Off. Number seven, stuff. Number eight, bluff. Number nine, tariff. And number 10, aloof. Let's try that again, aloof. Go with me down to the next section and we'll make some sentences using the words from our word list up above. Initial F sound starting with sentence one. You can repeat these after me. This weekend, I will fly to Goa. Number two. The fan is always on in the summer. Number three. It is dangerous to touch the flame. Number four. Joe has four siblings. Number five. Matt and I had fish for dinner. Number six. Follow the directions carefully. Number seven. Be careful not to forget your mother's birthday. Number eight. I saw many foreigners at the office. Number nine. Please pick up my photos from the store today. Number 10. Do you like the flavor of your drink? Number 11. If you tell him that you lied, he might get furious. And number 12. Be forewarned that the big dog is ferocious. Medial F sound sentences. Number 1. I am halfway through my exams. This coffee shop is the best in town. Lotion makes my hands soft. Number 4. Alcohol can affect your brain. Number 5. That is the biggest aircraft in the world. Number 6. You must be careful while riding your bike. Number 7. The police officer stopped my bike today. Number 8. I need to transfer money to my checking account. Number 9. We can eat something different tonight. Number 10. My father is a very influential person. Let's go to the final F sounds, starting with sentence number 1. The baby has a cough. My brother always makes me laugh. This restaurant has a large staff. Many villages have rough roads. I need a half cup of sugar for this recipe. Try not to fall off your horse. I want to see a giraffe at the zoo. Jeff is my college friend. Someday I hope to see the Great Barrier Reef. The leaf just fell from the tree. And number 11, most of my teachers are aloof, but not Mr. Ryan. He is very friendly. To conclude, let's practice using these words in paragraphs. These paragraphs use words that have an initial F sound, a medial F sound, and a final F sound. Let's begin. Last Friday, I went to the fairgrounds to hear a very influential leader give a speech. I followed all of the traffic to the parking area, but once I got there, the parking officer told me the event was being held at a different location. The reason for the unfortunate change was not given. I got back in my car and flew down the rough roads in order to arrive by 4 o'clock. Once I arrived, I looked at my watch and saw that I was only 15 minutes late, so I carefully found my seat and enjoyed the rest of the unforgettable speech. That's all with the F sound. Hope you enjoyed the recording. And if you want, check out some of our other resources in regards to pronunciation as well as grammar and even some IELTS practice. Thanks, guys. See you next time.